This morning on WCHL, North Carolina will release its first round of scores from the new Common Core Standards, with the understanding that the new method of instruction will take some time to learn. The final two names of those indicted in the UNC football scandal could be released by the end of this week. And UNC will honor the time capsule from 1988 tomorrow.
The Back to the Future stuff was going on. Huge success. That is where the idea came from.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina prepares for homecoming in just 2 days, while the Orange High School Panthers fight for an undefeated season tomorrow night. And
Bryn Renner has handled his unusual career at Carolina with a lot of class.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 at WCHL, we have 57 degrees in Chapel Hill, a little bit warmer than usual. Mostly cloudy today, 20% chance of showers this afternoon. It's going to be warmer, high today about 65. The first round of North Carolina's Common Core Standard scores are scheduled to be released this morning, with the understanding that the numbers are not looking good. Test scores were originally scheduled to be released in October, but instead the Department of Public Instruction discussed the benchmark for passing scores. State officials considered whether or not to lower the initial passing scores to allow a chance to ease in the new system, but instead stuck with numbers that have many worried. The new standards are designed to give the students more depth in their education. Rather than learning a large amount of topics, they're now supposed to be learning more about fewer topics. The 2012-2013 school year is being thought of as a transition year, since there isn't other information with which to compare the new numbers. Stay tuned to WCHL and chapelboro.com for the release of the test results. The state says it expects to release the numbers at about 11 o'clock this morning. Orange and Chatham County's District Attorney Jim Woodall says the final two indictments in the Unified Athlete Agents Act case could be unsealed by the end of this week. Three people have already been charged with the nation's first charges pertaining to the UAAA, including UNC tutor Jennifer Thompson and Georgia-based real estate agent Patrick Jones and sports agent Terry Watson. Watson faces 13 felony counts in violation of the UAAA and one count of obstruction of justice, according to court documents unsealed in early October. Jones is thought to have been a runner for Watson, while charges against Jennifer Wiley Thompson focuses on money, plane tickets, and hotel rooms she allegedly passed on from Watson to former UNC football player Greg Little. To see the full stories about Watson, Jones, and Thompson, you can view the story on our website at chapelboro.com. Two incumbents and two challengers emerged victorious on Tuesday night in the race for the Chapel Hill Town Council. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with other council hopefuls who didn't win to see what their plans were in the coming years.
No longer involved with Chapel Hill Town politics. I'm officially resigning from it. I'm going to be the 98% that couldn't care less about Chapel. I'm becoming one of that percentage.
That's Gary Kahn. The Southern Village resident was frank about his disappointment over the loss. Kahn came in last place out of 9 candidates with just more than 1.2% of the votes.
I'd like to thank the 210 people who voted for me. I probably know at least 6 of them. Too bad I didn't get the financial support that I wanted.
Incumbents Sally Green and Ed Harrison were reelected, with George Cianciolo and Maria Palmer claiming the two open seats. Lauren Hintz, who came in 6th place with about 8.5% of the votes, joined Kahn and many other council candidates at Vimla's Curry Blossom Cafe Tuesday night to watch the poll results roll in.
Well, I'm disappointed I didn't win. I had hopes. I've enjoyed a lot of people telling me I should run in 2 years, and also I talked to a lot of people who supported me and appreciate that.
As past chair of the Transportation Board and involvement with numerous other boards, Hintz has been active in town politics. He said he hoped the council would continue its efforts in youth outreach and also work to maintain the environmental protection provisions in the town's land use management ordinance. And as to whether he would run again,
I don't know. I mean, it would probably depend upon how many incumbents run for re-election. That's probably the biggest issue, is how many incumbents are going to run for re-election, because it makes a big difference.
To see the full rundown of election results from the various races in Orange County, you can check out the Election Central page on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:11. More news in just a moment.
I cannot wait until next weekend. It's the biggest sale all year at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. 3 days of phenomenal savings, November 15th through the 17th. Rings, earrings, bands, bracelets, colored gemstones, all on sale. Best prices of the year, store-wide, plus all new designer jewelry is being flown in just for this event. Every piece on sale. Guys, if you're thinking jewelry for the holidays, you cannot miss this. 3 days of eye-popping savings next weekend, November 15th through the 17th. Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Hi folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
6:14 at WCHL. Newly appointed State House Representative Greg Meyer will take his oath of office today. State Senator Valerie Fushi, the last to hold that position, will swear him in. Meyer takes Fushi's place representing House District 50, which covers most of rural Orange and northern Durham counties. He was appointed by a committee of Democratic Party officials in October. Fushi herself went through a similar process when she was appointed in September to fill the North Carolina Senate District 23 seat, left vacant by the resignation of Ellie Kinnaird. Meyer's swearing-in ceremony will take place today, 6:30 p.m., at the historic courthouse in Hillsborough. WCHL's Rachel Nash will be there to speak with Greg Meyer. You can tune into the Friday morning news for a full recap. It's homecoming week in Carolina, and the class of 1988 is planning to do a little digging into history. WCHL's Kristen Ruffin has the story.
Inspired 25 years ago by the popular film Back to the Future, UNC's class of 1988 is going back to the past on Friday.
The Back to the Future stuff was going on, huge success. That is where the idea came from. So I started thinking about traveling back in time, and I thought, how cool would it be to have a time capsule with all the stuff from current culture and just kind of wait and see where we all are in 25 years.
UNC alumnus Eric Chilton and his classmates are unearthing their class time capsule as part of their homecoming celebration this week. Students have walked by the Time Savers marking stone in Polk Place for 50 semesters. But even through all the changes of season the university has seen since the burial, Chilton describes traditions buried that students can still identify with today.
I remember there were daily Tar Heel newspapers in there. For me personally, I have all the tickets from every basketball, football game, and concert.
There are some things students today may have learned about in their history books.
The Space Shuttle Challenger explosion happened while we were in school. You know, all the big news events that were going on.
And some things Chilton says he may want to rebury in his past.
I have my student ID, which I'd love to see that right now. I think the cards were actually bigger to fit our hair back then.
Chilton received an outpouring of support from the community 25 years ago when he organized the project. A local welder suggested a beer keg as the best thing to use for a time capsule. And from there, the pieces fell right into place.
So I called Fowler's, and they were more than willing to donate the keg. And then a local welding company donated their services. And then I'm from Mount Airy, North Carolina, which has a huge granite quarry. So the Mount Airy Granite Quarry donated the stone and did the engraving and the polishing and everything, all that for free. And the university donated the work to put everything in place.
And Chilton is pleased to see that that Tar Heel tradition of generosity is still alive today.
It just meant a lot to me that just about everywhere I called, the answer was yes. It was not hard to get all this to happen with the community support.
The time capsule will be unearthed at 1 o'clock Friday afternoon. The artifacts will be on display in Wilson Library throughout the weekend. Kristen Ruffin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Authorities have issued arrest warrants for the owner of a ride at the North Carolina State Fair that investigators say injured five people after safety equipment was tampered with. The Wake County Sheriff's Office said the warrants for 32-year-old Joshua Jean Macaroni were issued on Wednesday. The statement said Macaroni is charged with two felony counts of assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury, and a third felony charge of assaulting a juvenile. Two adults and a 14-year-old remain hospitalized in Raleigh almost 2 weeks after being thrown from the vortex. Two others were treated and released. The ride is owned by Macaroni's family business, Family Attractions Amusement Company of Valdosta, Georgia. A company spokeswoman said Macaroni is represented by attorney Jan Voice, who did not return telephone calls and emails. WCHL News Time, 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by your friends at Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the Station Bar and Beer Garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail is in the heart of downtown Carborough. Well, not a lot happening with traffic so far this morning. Not a lot going on out there. Not a lot of traffic. That situation will certainly change in just a little while. When it does, Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning here on WCHL, as always. And in the meantime, if you spot something that we're not reporting that's out of the ordinary, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. Whatever you decide to do, please do it safely. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by Carolina Football. You can win tickets to Saturday's homecoming game against Virginia by going to WCHL's Facebook page and registering to win. That's all you have to do. And don't forget to experience Tar Heel Town at Bell Tower Park right before the game. It is 58 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. A little warm compared to what we've had lately. Mostly cloudy today. 20% chance of a shower in the afternoon. Our high today about 65. Tonight we're looking at clear skies and much cooler. Lows all the way down to about 35 overnight. And then tomorrow, a pretty nice day. Sunny with a high in the middle 50s. Tomorrow night clear and cold again with a low down around 30. Your weekend is looking pretty good too. Perfect football weather on Saturday. 6:19 at WCHL. Coming up next, WCHL Championship Sports is on the way right after this.
For nearly a decade, Great Outdoor Provision Company and the local community have participated in our coat swap to help outfit North Carolinians in need. With your support, we have donated thousands of jackets to keep folks warm throughout the holidays. And starting Thursday, November 7th, we want to do it again for the people of Orange County. During this event, save 20% on qualifying outerwear when you bring in a gently used coat. Great Outdoor Provision Company. Like us on Facebook and learn more at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Moe's Bottle Shop is all about discovery. We've got your go-to favorites, but you've got to believe Moe's knows of at least three other brews that will blow your mind. American craft beer is entering a new era, and we're out front. You can get at Moe's what you can't get anywhere else. Hundreds of different 12-ounce single beers for your six-pack pleasure. Go to mosbottleshop.com to find out who we are, where we are, what we do, and how it works. Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro.
57 degrees in Chapel Hill, 621 at WCHL. Time for WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz. North Carolina says senior quarterback Bren Renner had successful surgery on his left shoulder for an injury that will keep him out for the rest of the season. You know the story. Bren Renner had surgery on Wednesday at UNC Hospitals to repair a detached labrum and broken bone suffered during last weekend's win at rival North Carolina State. The injury is to his non-throwing shoulder. The fifth-year senior had started all but one game for the Tar Heels since the start of the 2011 season. He closed his career as the school's most accurate passer and ranked among the career leaders in touchdown passes, yards passing, completions, and attempts. Renner said on Tuesday evening he would be in a sling until the middle of December and then would start rehab work to prepare for NFL pre-draft workouts. It certainly is going to be different without Bren Renner at quarterback. He will definitely be on the sidelines supporting the Tar Heels in any way he can. The ACC isn't as top-heavy as a cursory glance might indicate. Sure, there's a lot of deserved attention on Florida State, Clemson, and Miami, three very good football teams. They are the Atlantic Coast Conference's ranked teams. Each sits in the top 11 of the BCS standings, but there is surprising depth behind the conference's big three. Expansion-enriched depth is in the bloated middle with a group of eight teams, each no worse than one game under 500. The ACC already has six bowl-eligible teams and is moving closer to filling each of its eight bowl slots. Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech, and Duke have six wins apiece and are competing with Miami for the Coastal Division title. Maryland would become the seventh bowl-eligible team with a win over Syracuse on Saturday. Tar Heels hope to get there as well. High school football season is winding down to a close, and one team has stood out among the rest. The Orange High Panthers will be playing for an undefeated season tomorrow night when they face conference foe Southern Durham. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
Orange High School has been quietly going about their business this season. As quietly as a dominant, undefeated powerhouse can be, or as quietly as a unit that has outscored its opponents 422-85 can possibly be. But now, here they are. The Orange Crush Panthers are on the doorstep of perfection. If they defeat 8-2 Southern Durham Friday night, head coach Pat Moser's boys will have run the gauntlet and completed a perfect regular season of play at 11-0. But Coach Moser says around the locker room they really haven't been talking about the shot at an undefeated campaign. They just take it one step at a time.
There's been really no talk of it amongst the team. We haven't brought it up as a staff.
Coach Moser says some of the old-timers around the school have reminded him the last time Orange had a run like this back in the 70s. Their one blemish on the schedule came to a familiar opponent, Southern Durham. So you can bet Orange is fully engaged for the battle that lies ahead under the lights Friday night.
It's important, and we want to do it, but at the same time, Southern Durham is a top-notch state contender, and we're going to have to play well.
Last week's opponent for the Panthers, Cardinal Gibbons, reminds Coach Moser a lot of Southern Durham and the explosive offensive challenge his team will face. Coach Moser says he will be hoping for a similar defensive solution to cap off the regular season. The score was tied at 28 last week before some halftime adjustments inspired Orange to deliver a second-half shutout, leaving no doubt of their dominance.
Well, very similar to Cardinal Gibbons. The only difference, really, they have quarterbacks that can move, that can scramble, and they both can deliver the ball deep. Their offenses are explosive and can score quick. They got big play capability.
Everyone can follow along as Orange aims for the undefeated season on Friday night, starting at 6 p.m. with the Grid with Matt and Matt pregame show on 97.9 FM WCHL, followed by live streaming of the big game on chapelboro.com. You can read this story, hear my full interview with head coach Pat Moser, and follow all the latest on high school football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The third-ranked Carolina field hockey team, currently 14-4 on the season and 3-3 in Atlantic Coast Conference play, begins action in the ACC tournament this afternoon against Wake Forest at 3 o'clock. 6:25 at WCHL.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Charles Osgood. Three studies published yesterday conclude that the threat of space rocks like the meteor that streaked through the sky over Chelyabinsk, Russia last winter, exploded in a terrifying fireball, is much worse than anyone thought. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
One that came in over Russia earlier in the year, it blew up with the force of 40 Hiroshima-sized nuclear bombs. You know, it injured 1,600 people, blew windows out for miles around. It was quite an event. And this was a relatively small asteroid, about 62 feet across, they now think.
They used to think such an event, or worse, was likely to happen every 150 years. But at least one of the new studies is revising that to once every 30 years. More after this. When it comes to insurance, you've got all sorts of options. Consider this. Mutual insurance companies like Auto Owners are owned entirely by their policyholders. This means that the company's goal is to protect and serve you. It means that they are working to make you happy. Best part, you can get auto owner's insurance through an independent agency in your local community. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto owner's insurance. The no problem people.
At the end of the day, some companies are up and some are down. The winners are likely increasing revenues, meeting profit targets, improving customer satisfaction. And there's a good chance they're using Kronos Cloud technology to help transform their workforce by controlling labor costs, minimizing compliance risk, and improving workforce productivity. Whether you're a Fortune 500 or small to mid-sized business, find out more about the Kronos Cloud at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Bill Howard, this blazing meteor over Russia came as a total surprise. I mean, nobody had been tracking it. But the scientists have had lots to study since then, haven't they?
One of the good things, if you will, about the February asteroid that came in over Russia, it was observed by multiple cameras. You know, it was lots of eyewitnesses. There's a lot of data that show exactly how the thing came in. It allowed the scientists to go back and reconstruct the event in a lot of detail.
And how has this revised their thinking?
Astronomers have been worried primarily about really big space rocks, the kind that could end civilization as we know it, or wipe out the dinosaurs, if you will. But what the latest studies are showing is that smaller asteroids, on the order of 100 feet or less, like the one that came in over Russia back in February, may pose a greater threat than they had thought.
You've been close to the NASA and other scientists looking into this. Is there anything that can be done now?
I think the scientific community is thinking, you know, we really need to look a little bit closer, try to find some of these smaller guys before they get here, because if something like this came in over a big city, it really could be quite disastrous.
Bill Harwood, thank you. The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Recovers the loose
ball. And he hit a three!
It's here. Time for another exciting Carolina basketball season. The season tips off this Friday night as the Tar Heels host Oakland at 9 p.m. in the historic Dean Smith Center. Tickets are still available for the first three home games, including Holy Cross, as a part of the Hall of Fame tip-off classic.
Keep a roof on the building. That was sweet.
And you don't want to miss any of the action all season long. Visit GoHeels.com for your tickets today.
Every 2 seconds, someone needs blood. A victim of a car crash, or a cancer patient. The need is urgent, and it never goes away.
We're Venture Crew 9, and we invite you to give the gift of life at our 5th blood drive this year on Saturday, November 16th, from 1:30 to 6 p.m. at the Franklin Hotel on West Franklin Street.
Sign up at redcross.org using sponsor code Chapel Hill. Every blood donation can save up to 3 lives.
Thank you, WCHL, for caring about our community.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Buns, Burgers, and Fries. It's half off $22 worth of single patty burgers available until midnight for $11. Experience firsthand why Buns is able to snag the title of best burger in Orange County. Buns pride themselves in providing the freshest meat and vegetables for their daily handcrafted burgers. And with today's deal, you get 4 freshly made single patty burgers for half the regular price. It's half off from Buns. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. And it's brought to you by the Becker Roads Fort Cafe, immersed in the East 54 community, where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of 5 different private dining rooms. To Becker Roads Sports Cafe at East 54 in Chapel Hill. It is 49 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy today. 20% chance of showers this afternoon. Our high today about 65. It's going to be a really nice day, just a slight chance of rain. Tonight we're looking at clear skies and much cooler, with a low all the way down to about 35. And then tomorrow, sunny skies with a high in the middle 50s. Cold again tomorrow night with clear skies. Our low temperature tomorrow night could get a little below freezing. Low tomorrow night, about 30 degrees.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
Dave Barrett, last night, trouble on Detroit's east side. Two cars, a black Chevy Impala and a white one, pulled up near Al's Place Barbershop, where the Detroit News says people inside were shooting dice. Lauren Carter was smoking a cigarette nearby, and he heard gunfire.
At least the first 20, 25 rounds were...
Carter says he heard about 30 to 40 shots in all, and now three people are dead, eight others wounded. Detroit Police Chief James Craig.
It's a tragic situation. You know, I've been talking about the fact that we've been driving down violent crime, and I'm optimistic we're going to find these violent predators and bring them into custody.
Craig says the location where shots were fired has a reputation for gambling. Officials don't know if the confrontation was over a bad debt. Police are now searching for that black Impala and the 2004 white Chevy Impala that may have a broken window and bullet holes in the back. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32 at WCHL. Let's talk education. I'm Ron Stutz. The first round of North Carolina's Common Core Standard scores are scheduled to be released this morning, with the understanding that those numbers aren't looking very good. Test scores were originally scheduled to be released in October, but instead the Department of Public Instruction discussed the benchmark for passing scores. State officials considered whether to lower the initial passing scores to allow a chance to ease into the new system, but instead stuck with numbers that have many worried. The new standards are designed to give the students more depth in their education. Rather than learning a large amount of topics, they're now supposed to be learning more about fewer topics. The 2012-2013 school year is being thought of as a transition year, since there isn't other information with which to compare these new numbers. Stay tuned to WCHL and keep checking chapelboro.com today for the release of the test results. The state says it expects to release the numbers at about 11 a.m. Orange and Chatham County's District Attorney Jim Woodall says the final two indictments in the Unified Athlete Agents Act case could be unsealed by the end of this week. Three people have already been charged with the nation's first charges pertaining to the UAAA, including UNC tutor Jennifer Wiley Thompson and Georgia-based real estate agent Patrick Jones and sports agent Terry Watson. Watson is facing 13 felony counts in violation of the UAAA and one count of obstruction of justice, according to court documents unsealed in early October. Jones is thought to have been a runner for Watson, while charges against Jennifer Wiley Thompson focuses on money, plane tickets, and hotel rooms she allegedly passed on from Watson to former UNC football player Greg Little. To see the full stories about all three, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Chapel Hill Town Council is pondering a plan to renovate two-thirds of Town Hall. In addition to repairing damage from this summer's flooding, WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Flooding on June 30th caused major damage to the first floor of Chapel Hill Town Hall, and repairs could keep much of the building closed until next summer. But Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt and Town Manager Roger Stansel are encouraging the council to consider this as an opportunity instead of a crisis. They're asking the council to rethink the layout of town offices with an eye towards expediting the permitting and review process. The price to rebuild the flooded business offices and council chamber would be approximately $249,000. But Kleinschmidt says that for just $400,000 more, the town could create a user-friendly permitting center on the ground floor that would make it easier for developers and homeowners to get projects reviewed by town staffers. The council has a long-term plan for $4.2 million worth of renovations to Town Hall. But officials say that plan is unfunded and not high on the town's list of priorities. However, Business Management Director Ken Penoyer says spending an extra $400,000 now could indefinitely delay the need for large-scale renovations. Some of the council say they want more information before committing the extra money, especially as the remodeling plan does not currently include the cost of stormwater infrastructure improvements to make sure the flooding doesn't happen again. The council's waiting on a report from Public Works detailing the causes of this summer's flooding before making any final decisions. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Newly appointed State House Representative Greg Meyer, who lives here in Chapel Hill, will take his oath of office today. State Senator Valerie Fouché, the last to hold that position, will swear him in. Meyer will take Fouché's place, representing House District 50, which covers most of rural Orange and northern Durham counties. He was appointed by a committee of Democratic Party officials in October. Fouché herself went through a similar process when she was appointed in September to fill the North Carolina Senate District 23 seat, left vacant by the resignation of Ellie Kinnaird of Chapel Hill. Meyer's swearing-in ceremony will take place today at 6:30 p.m. at the historic courthouse in Hillsborough. WCHL's Rachel Nash will be there to speak with Greg Meyer. You can tune in to the Friday morning news for a full recap. All 55 Democrats in the Senate and several Republicans are expected to vote yes today on a bill that would make it illegal for employers in the United States to discriminate against gay, bisexual, and transgender workers. But the Republican-led House is unlikely to even vote on the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Speaker John Boehner argues that the legislation is unnecessary and certain to create costly, frivolous lawsuits. North Carolina says senior quarterback Bren Renner had successful surgery on his left shoulder for an injury that will keep him out for the rest of the season. If you're not a football fan, you probably have been following this story. Bren Renner, the senior quarterback, had surgery yesterday at UNC Hospitals to repair a detached labrum and broken bone suffered during last weekend's win at rival North Carolina State. The injury is to his non-throwing shoulder, but still has put him out for the rest of the season. The fifth-year senior had started all but one game for the Tar Heels since the beginning of the 2011 season. Renner closed out his career as the school's most accurate passer ever and ranked among the career leaders in touchdown passes, yards passing, completions, and pass attempts. Renner said on Tuesday evening before the surgery that he would be in a sling until the middle of December and then would start rehab work to prepare for NFL pre-draft workouts. But again, by all accounts, Bren Renner's surgery yesterday on his left shoulder was successful. It is 6:37 at WCHL. Coming up next on WCHL, Wes Hare has today's commentary. Then we'll have Inside Carolina Football on WCHL with Coach Larry Fedora.
Like a true diner, we try to give you a warm and wonderful experience. Elmo's is where the staff learns your name and stops by your table to say hello. When your family comes to town, you bring them to Elmo's. It's not the fanciest place, you say, but this is our place. This is where we eat. We serve homemade food and breakfast all the time. We have comfy booths as well as tables and lots of high chairs and boosters for the little ones. We're a gathering place where locals see old friends and visitors make new ones. We're a community restaurant, a local favorite that strives to be a good neighbor and give back.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. I'm pleased to announce the addition of Catherine Clark and Cindy Goodman to my sales staff. Catherine and Cindy come to Tony Hall & Associates with years of experience in the Chapel Hill real estate market. Contact us today for professional real estate service at 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
In Chapel Hill, businesses do more than just sell products and services. They help create our community. We call it Commerce Plus. We're home to businesses who invest in local causes, sustainable technologies, and use environmentally friendly business practices. Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, open for business, to business, and where business is Commerce Plus. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Always on the go? Let the design team at Best Tile make your next remodeling project a breeze. Our personal designers are here to help make your vision a reality. No muss, no fuss. And with a huge selection from around the world, you're sure to find the perfect tile right here, without having to scour the triangle. With Best Tile, you don't have to put your life on hold to make your home beautiful again. Best Tile. Local store, global selection. At the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road. Or find us online at besttile.com.
Good morning. It is 6:39 at WCHL.
Oh, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. For several years, Justice United has been active with an affordable housing action team. This is a focus on affordable housing and Section 8 apartment complexes. Now Justice United is working to develop a countywide tenants' bill of rights with the help of Empowerment and the Orange County Human Rights Commission. Chapel Hill and Carrboro have many housing apartments which provide housing for thousands. These families can be seen as the working and low-income residents of our communities as well as students at UNC. Affordable housing means homes which we believe and hope can allow lower-income working families to make their rent. Section 8 under U.S. HUD means rental rates no more than 30% of a family's monthly income. HUD requires rights as tenants, if they know how to exercise them without fear of reprisal. One, the right to live in decent, safe, sanitary space free from environmental hazards, lead paint, and bugs. Two, the right to have repairs, timely made, and quality maintenance. Three, reasonable notice of any non-emergency inspection or entry. Affordable housing apartment rentals are not not under HUD legal protections, and renters may not know how to secure their basic rights in their home place. If you are curious, interested in safe and fair housing in Orange County and want to get involved, contact Empowerment, Dolores Bailey, or Justice United, Tish Kalou, or visit their websites for how to get involved, justiceunited.org and empowerment.org. Fear, uncertainty, and legal status are all factors in securing a home place, and justice may require organized and informed tenants. Help, y'all. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Carolina plays here. UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina Football learned earlier this week that starting quarterback Brent Renner would miss the remainder of the season due to a shoulder injury sustained in the win over NC State. Sophomore Marquise Williams, who has seen extensive snaps over the last four games, takes over as the starter.
We're very comfortable with Marquise in the game, and I think the team is too. I mean, that's the silver lining in him playing up to this point is that the team's very comfortable with him. I mean, they have confidence in him. They know he can get the job done, and they feel good about it.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your Trusted Choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Williams is number one on the quarterback depth chart, but who is after him?
Candler Coker and Mitch Trubisky are preparing, right now to be that next guy, and so we'll just see what happens from there.
Trubisky is a true freshman who had planned on redshirting, and the Heels would like to keep that redshirt on, but
if duty calls, he's ready to go. I can assure you, he came by the other night when he heard about it, and you know, it was about 9:30 at night. He came by the office and said, Coach, I just want you to know I'm ready, whatever you need me to do. And so, he's got the right attitude about it. Candler's got the right attitude. They all do.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
It'll be awfully tough for Brent Renner to stand on the sidelines and watch beginning Saturday, but he will certainly do it. He will handle it with a lot of class, as he has handled everything else. And Tar Heels take it on Virginia this Saturday in the homecoming game. WCHL's exclusive pregame coverage will start at 9 o'clock in the morning with the countdown to kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare, broadcasting live from Bailey Sports Grill over at Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill. And the countdown to kickoff show will be followed by the Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. We'll be there. We hope that we will set the stage properly for you. And then game time, 12:30, Keenan Stadium. Again, it's homecoming, the Cavaliers and the Tar Heels, and we'll have a full day of football coverage right here on WCHL. Where else? Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero.
It's coming. Diamonds Direct Crabtree's biggest sale of the year. It's next weekend. 3 days of specular pre-holiday savings. November 15th through 17th. You get Diamonds Direct's amazing value price. Plus, extra savings on every piece of diamond fashion and designer jewelry. All earrings. All bracelets. All bands. All pendants, pearls, even engagement ring mounting. This is the big one. Buy now, save big, and let us hold it for you till Christmas. Not this weekend, but next week. weekend. November 15th through 17th. Only at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
7.5 million Americans live with the visible signs of psoriasis every day. However, there's finally an answer. X-Track Laser Therapy at Central Dermatology Center. With an average of 8 to 10 safe and pain-free treatments, patients have experienced meaningful clearance. It is FDA approved and it is accepted by all major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE. So if you want to live clear and live free, X-Track Therapy is now available at Central Dermatology Center just off East 54 in Chapel Hill. Find out more at centralderm.net.
This is it. It's football time. That means there's only one place to get every bit of Carolina and college football stats, commentary, photos, sideline news, and much, much more. It's Chapelboro's Huddle Up with a Heel section.
Shotgun snap to Renner and drops straight back. Plenty of time, goes to the end zone. Ebron catches it for six. What a play by the Tar Heel tight end.
And it's jam-packed with everything you'll need to know this season, plus extras you weren't even expecting. So don't get blindsided. Check out chapelboro.com/huddle up all season long.
It is time again for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now the always Natalie attired and incredibly handsome Rand Northam.
Wow, I haven't heard that from you before.
Well, you know, I'm surprised every day.
I appreciate that.
You never know. You look good today.
You're
with your
stunning looking human being as well.
Medium blue, stunning. You mean that in a good way or bad?
Yeah. Well, I take it as you will, but.
Medium blue shirt, matching tie. It's always looking good. Still, it's not looking as good as he did on election day, but that's another story.
I got to pull out the special.
Bar was too high for any other day to be comparable, so hey.
I tell you what, I was not wearing that jacket all night, though.
Yeah, I know.
About an hour into that evening broadcast, that was it.
Thankfully, he left his shirt on, folks, during our election coverage. So, what's happening with traffic this morning?
A couple early slowdowns to let you know about. We're on 15501 northbound and southbound between NC 86, Columbia, and NC 54, Raleigh Road. Seeing some moderate delays this morning, nothing major. Also, 15501 southbound between Garrett Road and I-40, actually just this second cleared up. As far as the slowdown there, so it looks like things are moving fairly smoothly in that area. The Durham Freeway, I-40, NC-54, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Estes Drive, and Franklin Street all moving smoothly right now. Not seeing any problems. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, though, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Just a quick note about news. Could be a busy week at the end of this week when they release more of those people who were brought up on charges in regards to the UNC football investigation.
I know everybody is interested in those final two because we knew Terry Watson. We knew Jennifer Wiley Thompson. The third guy was... We didn't know that name.
And it was kind of out of the blue.
So these last two are going to be interesting because it's two essentially unknowns. Well, players are not involved in this. Players cannot be charged in these cases. So it's going to be somebody outside of that. And I know there are some names that people are thinking of, but we'll see if those are the names that are on there.
Well, I know that you'll be heavily involved, it is. And I'm just glad that in this week where you've already worked about 80 hours, with Election Day coverage and everything else, you'll have a chance to work some more because I know you'd love being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you in a half an hour or so. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by Carolina Football. You can win tickets to Saturday's homecoming football game against Virginia by going to WCHL's Facebook page and registering to win. It is that easy. And don't forget to experience Tar Heel Town at Bell Tower Park right next to Keenan Stadium right before the game. It is... What is it? 49 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly cloudy. 20% chance of showers this afternoon. Our high today in the middle 60s. Really nice, pleasant day. Tonight is going to get downright cold. Tonight clear, much cooler with a low in the middle 30s. Tomorrow we're looking at sunshine with a high in the mid 50s. A little cooler than today. And then tomorrow night clear and cold with a low down around 30. So we could get some freezing temperatures on Friday night. Should be a good night for high school football. Then on Saturday, a sunny day with a high of about 58 degrees. Great day for Carolina football in Keenan Stadium. So that's our forecast over the next few days. And WCHL celebrity birthdays now. Got a bunch of them. We'll start with a living legend, an icon, evangelist Billy Graham, who lives in Montreat, North Carolina, and these days rather low-key. You don't hear very much about him, but he is still kicking at 95 years old. Evangelist Billy Graham, 95. Actor Barry Newman turned 75 years old today. You know him? He was, I guess, probably the best thing he ever did was he starred in a movie called Vanishing Point. Didn't have a lot of dialogue in it, didn't have a lot of lines, but he was doing a lot of driving, that's for sure, driving across the country. Barry Newman, 75 years old today. Singer Johnny Rivers is 71. And here's one that'll get you. Singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell is 70 years old today. Former CIA director David Petraeus is 61. Actor Christopher Knight, who was one of the Brady Bunch kids, 56 years old today. Actress Julie Penson turns 46. Actor Christopher Daniel Barnes, 41 years old today. Actor Lucas Neff is 28. And rock singer Lord is 17. You might not have ever heard of her, and I just heard of her recently, but she is going to be a big star, I think. She's got a big hit record right now, and today, only turning 17 years old. Our local celebrity birthday of the day is Sandra Ray. Sandra Ray is our winner of a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. And Sandra Ray, we're going to make sure you get that gift certificate. They will always take care of their customers over at the UPS stores. Chris Derby and the folks live by that motto, and they will take care of you, too. Happy birthday once again, Sandra Ray of Chapel Hill.
All right. I guess we ain't got nothing else to do, folks, so we might as well do a little trivia.
We ain't got nothing yet.
Blues Magoo's.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was.
But that has nothing to do with asking today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do sports within movies.
Sports within movies.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe I might be able to get this.
So we're asking you to go back into your cinemagraphic Rolodex.
Recollection.
And come up with the answer.
Okay.
Right. And when you do, we want you to call 919-929-WCHL.
And what would the question be?
The question is this. If basketball was featured in the movie Flubber.
Yes.
Football in We Are Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
Then what sport is featured in Back to School, which starred Rodney Dangerfield back in 1986.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know the answer to that.
If basketball was featured in the movie Flubber, remember Back to Your Childhood.
You know, I've seen all these intellectual movies.
Exactly. Football in We Are Marshall.
Uh-huh.
Then what sport is featured in Back to School, which starred Rodney Dangerfield, who was Thornton Mellon in that 1986 movie? Give us a call. What sport?
I can see him right now.
Yes.
Hey, I do got no respect. Hey, thank you, man. That's a good question.
Thank you.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Sean Sloan has an eco-friendly store in Chapel Hill called Twig with one simple philosophy. Everything Sean sells is as easy on the environment as possible. All Sean's products are eco-friendly and many are fair trade as well.
We started Twig about 5.5 years ago with the idea that people would like products or goods that are sustainable, that are good for the environment. And so we have an eclectic mix of products that are of good quality, something for kids, some fashions, some new age, healthy living kind of good.
Sean calls it his green mission and culture. He says he always wanted to have a genuine and meaningful commitment to the concept of sustainability. That's why he first got into the business of offering SodaStream machines.
And it's fresh, it's convenient, you don't have to lug the bottles. And it really makes sense as far as the environment goes, because you're not wasting all the disposable bottles, you're not paying for the water to be transported from whatever country it's coming from, spring it's coming from. So it really makes a lot of sense, and people are recognizing that.
Sean says it's a constant effort to learn every day what's eco-friendly and why. He thinks it's important to be very knowledgeable about everything he carries. Sean says it's about more than just selling stuff. It is a business, of course, but he says Twig is more than just that.
We're an eco-friendly shop with a lot of variety. If you haven't checked us out, we are local and one of a kind, so we think you'd enjoy it. It's worth just at least visiting and saying hello. And I would say, once on a personal note, I would say work for peace and justice, And we really are happy that we're part of the Chapel Hill community.
According to Sean Slum, you can feel good in knowing that what you buy at Twig makes a difference and is serving the greater good. Sean is also big on supporting others in our community, holding fundraisers for local nonprofit organizations, and continuing to do his best to educate the community about sustainable and responsible living, and also about local and global affairs. He says it's important to work with other people and other businesses in our community so that we all thrive. Sean Slum, thank you for all that you do.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
A lot of phone calls this morning. A lot of people watching Rodney Dangerfield movies, apparently.
Would that be Rodney Dangerfield participated in the sport of diving?
Very good.
Yeah, in the movie Back to School.
Yes. Do you remember he was sitting
diving
on his English professor with Sally Kellerman?
Yeah, exactly.
So he's like outside the classroom and he's like, what are you doing Monday night? I have class. What are you having doing Tuesday night? I have class. What are you doing Wednesday night? I have class. Well, call me when you have no class.
I don't get no respect. Yeah. I love that guy. Yeah. He was really hilarious.
My wife likes to have sex in the back seat. She wants me to drive.
Funny man.
Oh, he was hilarious.
And he had a whole bunch of movies.
Oh, my gosh. The University of Wisconsin-Madison campus was used as the backdrop for the 1986 movie. And Dangerfield as Thornton Mellon. He wins a meet for the campus that was Grand Lakes U, or Grand Lakes University, by performing the impossible triple Lindy in diving.
In Rodney Dangerfield on a diving board.
Oh, if he had done a triple Lindy, he would have been in traction for the rest of his life.
Funny to see that. You know. You ever see, you saw Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But Back to School, one of those little forgotten treasures, you know, funny man.
Yes, he was.
Hey, thanks, man.
All right, see you tomorrow.
You know, we got so many phone calls this morning. A lot of people apparently liked Rodney Dangerfield. A lot of people had the answer, but Michael Hughes was the very first to get the correct answer. Michael Hughes gets Swap Cherry Pies and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And, you know, a lot of people said soccer. Well, I think they may have that mixed up with another movie he did called Ladybugs, where he coached a girls' soccer team. And then, of course, in Caddyshack, he played golf. So, you know, for some reason, Rodney Dangerfield associated with all these different sports and movies. Not a very athletic guy, I wouldn't think. But diving, that was the correct answer in Back to School. Michael Hughes, our winner. We'll have another question for you bright and early tomorrow.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Buns, Burgers, and Fries. It's half off $22 worth of single patty burgers available until midnight for $11. Experience firsthand why Buns is able to snag the title of best burger in Orange County. Buns pride themselves in providing the freshest meat and vegetables for their daily handcrafted burgers. And with today's deal, you get four freshly made single patty burgers for half the regular price. It's half off from Buns. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover weather brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. If you've been thinking about an engagement ring, you're ready to take the big step, go see Berkeley Grimble at Grimble Jewelers. They're always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Berkeley Grimble, and the folks at Grimble's in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. It is mostly cloudy today, 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high today about 65 or 66. Tonight, clear skies, much cooler, low 35. Tomorrow, sunny skies, a nice day, high in the middle 50s. And then tomorrow night, clear and very cold with a low all the way down to 30. Should be a great day on Saturday for football. Sunshine with a high in the upper 50s.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
7 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community.